The look, Jesus' smile, is the only look I seek. From Scripture we read in Luke 22, verses 60 and 61, Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, and then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." All right, here we see the words, "The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter." Jesus simply looked at Peter, and he was reminded of Jesus' prophetic words earlier in the day. This verse reminds me of the times in my life that my mother or grandmother gave me the look. Their look said it all. They knew, and I knew that they knew. Like Peter, without hearing a word, I knew I was caught in the act. Their stern warnings and predictions had suddenly come true. They didn't need to remind me of all the times we'd talked about this or point out that I refused to heed their warning. A single, straight-on, silent look was enough. The look caused me to question how I could have been so foolish, naive, or just plain stubborn. How did I fail to see what they saw in my future? How could they be so right while I was so wrong? In those moments, the look always made me feel shame, and I wanted to find a place to hide. Thinking back on my childhood, I'm fascinated that years later, I can still remember the moments when I received the look of disapproval and the lessons I learned. As with Peter, God uses moments where the look is a defining moment in our lives. We are never the same again, and as a Christian, I am comforted and long to see the face of Jesus as he welcomes me into his Father's house. I long to see his open arms and his smiling face that means I am pleasing in his sight. Now that is the look I long to see. What about you? Jesus, thank you for looking at me with love and compassion and with a tender heart. Holy Spirit, teach me to be faithful and obedient at all times. My desire is to see your smiling face when I greet you in heaven. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.